Community Focus has been brought to you by the Crum Agency, providers of MIMIC Insurance. Their telephone number is 734-254-1976, and they are online at krummagency.com.
You're listening to the station focusing on the Plymouth-Canton community. This is Community Focus on 88.1 The Park. Good evening and welcome to Community Focus. On Community Focus, we talk to people of interest in our community. On today's show, Max Jenkins speaks with Nancy Downs, Program Coordinator for the Plymouth-Canton Community Literacy Council.
When was your organization founded?
In 1985.
You're a not-for-profit. How do you stay in operation?
We're funded by corporate and private donors, grants, and fundraisers.
How do individuals find the Plymouth-Canton Community Literacy Council?
We're a diverse community, and most of our students relocated from other countries and are learning English as a second language. We have students that join our conversation groups at a couple of libraries, and also there's a couple churches in the community. We also have ESL classes at Starkweather Academy, and people find us through the libraries and also word of mouth.
Do you get enough volunteers for your organization?
Well, we usually have a waiting list for tutors, and we encourage anyone interested in tutoring to sign up for a training class.
So
we get volunteers by offering training, 12-hour training class, 3 times a year, and our next one is in October.
So you could say, since there's a waiting list, there's a bit of a gap in like student to tutor ratio?
Yes, there often is because of there's a growing demand in our community because we have a lot of English as a second language students, and the tutors are only trained 3 times a year by our organization. So usually the list grows and then it gets smaller after a training class.
What all can volunteers help with?
We have 4 locations with conversation group. They're held at Plymouth and Canton Libraries and Connection Church and Living Word Church. There's also ESL classes that our tutors held during classroom sessions at Starkweather Academy. And most of our tutors are working one-on-one with students. They meet once a week with a student, usually an hour and a half to 2 hours, typically at one of the libraries.
For these programs for the students, is it like a rigid course, or can they kind of like go with the flow and do what they want to do?
Well, for the one-on-one tutoring, it is completely customized to what the student wants to learn and also what level of English they're at.
Kind of touching back on that for a little bit, do you need any like prior certification or anything like that, or can anybody just sign up?
Anyone can sign up, but we require our volunteers to be at least 18 years old.
I'm aware you have a board of directors. What purpose do they serve, or what functions do they oversee?
They oversee the program coordinator job and operations of the Community Literacy Council. They handle the finances for the group, and they help with fundraisers.
Do you offer different programs for students? For instance, can you help immigrants work toward naturalization and or U.S. citizenship?
Yeah, we have material, booklets and CDs, and tutors can work one-on-one with students to help them learn what would be on the exam and try to help them pass it.
Does the organization have any special events or fundraisers that people can donate to over the year?
In August, on the 13th, the Canton Community Foundation is organizing a golf outing, and they have selected Community Literacy Council to be the signature charity. We also have fundraisers in the winter that are an adult and a youth spelling bee.
When you look around Plymouth, it's a pretty nice town. Is there any need for an organization like this in our community?
Yes, because over the years, our community has become more diverse, and we have expanded diversity to include any English language skills needed, and because there are so many people who relocated from foreign countries, there is a great demand to learn English better.
What effect does illiteracy have on any community in general?
Well, in our case, people don't, if they don't communicate well in English, they can't communicate well when they go talk to other people or businesses or doctors, and also it's difficult for them to get jobs.
Is illiteracy really a problem for a country such as the United States?
Well, I think that there are urban areas where people are illiterate as far as needing better reading skills if they're Native American citizens. But, you know, our country is constantly taking more foreigners in, and we need better literacy skills for those people. So there's always a demand, and there's a lot of organizations out there who are helping with English as a second language.
What do you do at the Plymouth Canton Community Literacy Council yourself?
I am the program coordinator, so I help communicate with volunteer tutors and with students, and I organize classes, fundraisers. I write publications and run some of the events that we have.
What made you join this organization, and what attracted your attention to it in the first place?
I was interested in becoming a literacy tutor. So 2 years ago, I took the training and I became a one-on-one tutor, and I've really enjoyed it. It's been a rewarding experience, not only to teach English, but also to help someone to learn to grow in our community and be confident with their English skills. And then an opportunity came up that I could join and become the program coordinator. So I started doing that a few months ago.
Do you think there will always be a need for literacy organizations like the Plymouth Canton Community Literacy Council?
Yes, definitely. We have people calling us regularly to try to get tutors and get help with their English skills.
All right, you were talking about the training you took a little bit ago. How is the training? Like, what is it like?
It's a 12-hour class, and it's offered on a Thursday evening and all day on a Saturday, so it's convenient for people who even work during the day. And we hire a professional instructor. We have notes and a workbook that we work through, and it gives a lot of strategies for how to teach students.
What's the most important thing about combating illiteracy?
Well, the primary goal would be to help others to be able to communicate with other members of society that they're living in. If you can imagine, it would be really difficult for most of us, if we moved to a foreign country and you may or may not know a little bit about the foreign language, but to actually function and get along in that society and learn the culture and the language, it would really be a struggle, and we're making a big difference in helping people with that.
I was reading on the website you guys have, and it mentioned something about conversation groups. Could you tell me a little bit more about that?
Yeah, the largest groups that we have are at the Canton Library. They're offered every Thursday and Friday morning from 9:30 to 11. There are several tutors available, and they try to break up into smaller groups and cover various topics in the conversation group.
Right.
And then at Plymouth Library, there's a conversation group that meets once a month.
Back when we were talking about how if someone wanted to volunteer, how could they go about doing that? Like, could they call in and do it that way?
They can call the Community Literacy Council, or they can go to the website, and we have a link for tutors to sign up for the training class.
If there's any one important thing that you could tell the average American about illiteracy in our country, what would you tell them?
There's a great demand, whether you're in urban or suburban area, and our area being away from the large city is more of a culture of people relocating, especially for the auto industry. So there's students from all over the world coming here, and it makes it really interesting and valuable for us to tutor them.
You said you had 4 locations. Where would those locations be?
The Canton Public Library, the Plymouth Library, Connection Church, which is near Michigan Avenue, and Living Word Church, which is near M14.
All right. Well, that's it. Thank you very much for sitting in with me for this interview.
Okay. Thank you so much for asking.
Thanks for listening to Community Focus. On Community Focus, we talk to people of interest in our community. On today's show, Max Jenkins spoke with Nancy Downs, Program Coordinator for the Plymouth Canton Community Literacy Council. You can hear Community Focus every Wednesday at 5:45 on 88.1 The Park.
Community Focus has been brought to you by the Crum Agency, providers of Mimic Insurance. Their telephone number is 734-254-1976, and they are online at krummagency.com.